The White House has confirmed that President Bush has contacted a private attorney in case he needs representation in a grand jury proceeding. The grand jury is trying to find out who leaked the name and occupation of Ambassador Joseph Wilson's wife to several journalists. His wife, Victoria Plame, has been an operative for the CIA. The president has said he wants everyone in his administration to cooperate with that grand jury. Nina Totenberg is NPR's legal affairs correspondent, and she's covering this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Valerie Plame's job became an issue. Why? Remind us.
Well, you'll recall that Ambassador Wilson blew the whistle on the White House claim that Iraq tried to buy uranium for a bomb from the African nation of Niger. And Wilson had been assigned to check out that story for the administration. He found out that it wasn't true. And after his findings were ignored by the administration, he went public with that information. Presto. Thereafter, his wife, Valerie Plame, was exposed in a Robert Novak column as a CIA operative.
So Wilson charged, that was revenge, and then the Justice Department, the Attorney General, brought in a federal prosecutor to investigate.
That's right, because the Attorney General recused himself and essentially appointed his own special counsel. That's been going on now for several months, and several top administration officials, White House officials, have been questioned before the grand jury under oath.
Not including the president yet.
Not including the president. But, you know, it stands to reason that before a case like this could be wrapped up, whether or not there is any sort of an indictment brought, that the prosecutor would have to ask the president questions, perhaps in a deposition at the White House, not necessarily before the grand jury. But he would have to ask the president what he knew, whether he knew about the leak, whether he authorized the leak, that he would have to say, what did your aides tell you about the leak, and contrast that with what those aides told the grand jury. It would be irresponsible, other prosecutors say, if a prosecutor failed to do that. So that's likely what is going to happen in some fashion.
And given that he needs a lawyer, why would he get a private attorney instead of the White House counsel?
Because during the Clinton administration, the courts ruled that a president involved in a potentially criminal matter must have a lawyer of his own. The only client that a government lawyer can have is the United States government, not a person who potentially faces criminal charges, not that he's likely to. And as one former prosecutor put it, in modern America, any president who may have to answer questions from a prosecutor would be crazy not to hire a lawyer, because the president can't have a confidential conversation with his White House lawyer. It's not privileged, and that lawyer could be then subpoenaed about the conversation.
You said the president's not likely to face criminal charges. Is it possible to rule out the president as a potential target of the grand jury?
No, but I think what's likely here is that the only thing the president is guilty of is caution. He's gotten himself a lawyer in case he needs one.
And
that's
and,
what he's done.
Okay, and the lawyer he's contacted is?
His name is Jim Sharp. He's been an attorney in Washington for many years. He gets kudos from colleagues, conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats, as a foxy trial lawyer. He's a former assistant U.S. United States attorney who's practiced law with a lot of folks around town. He has the benefit of not needing money. He's independently wealthy. His family made a huge amount of money in the oil business. And to show you how small a town Washington can be sometimes, he was once a partner in a small firm with lawyers who subsequently, at much later times, would represent Fawn Hall in Iran-Contra and Monica Lewinsky in the Clinton administration.
One scandal after another. One other question before you go, Nina. What about Vice President Cheney? How's he figure in this, if at all?
Well, what's good for the goose is probably good for the gander. I would assume that the vice president has also hired a lawyer or approached a lawyer about this, but the White House would not confirm that last night.
Thanks, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.